Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Chronicles 14. This has to do with King Asa. 14:7, 2 Chronicles. I want to read a few scriptures to you now, so please stay with me. Read along. Follow along as I read them, I'm trying to say. King Asa said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought Him, and He has given us rest on every side." So they built and what?
Prospered.
But what came prior to the prosperity? They sought the Lord. Right? Said out loud, they sought the Lord. And they prospered. Now turn over to, we're going to establish this very strongly now. Go over now to the 26th chapter of the same book of 2 Chronicles. 26. 2 Chronicles 26. This has to do with King Uzziah. 2 Chronicles 26:5. Says he sought God. He did what? 26:5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, what? God made him to prosper. Read that out loud with me at least three times. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Let's say it again a couple of times. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. One more time. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That's strong words. God made him to prosper. But it only happened as long as he sought the Lord. Now, one reason it says that is it said he sought God in the days of Zechariah, somebody who was much older than him and a strong father-grandfather type figure in his life. Well, when Zechariah went home to be with the Lord, then Uzziah got off. When that influence was no longer around him, he didn't seek the Lord like he used to and began to have failure and destruction. Go with me further. Let's establish this further. In the 27th chapter, and the 6th verse, 27:6, says Jotham, another king, all these are kings, we're talking about prosperity and kings, he became mighty because he did what? He prepared his ways before the Lord his God. In the 31st chapter, let me give you one more. 31st chapter. 2 Chronicles 31:20. Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he worked that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments, to what? To seek his God. And he did it with all his heart. And what happened? And he prospered. We've seen it again and again and again. As long as he sought the Lord, he prospered. Does that remind you of anything? Does that remind you of any verses in the New Testament? How about Matthew 6:33? Anybody remember that? What does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That, now what does that mean? His way of doing things. How many understand if the Lord says this is right, that's what's right?
Yeah.
Do it his way.
Yeah.
I mean, it encompasses a lot more than that, but focus on that right now. His way. They said they sought the Lord. What are they seeking? What are they trying to find? Well, His plan, His purpose, His will in this thing, His way of doing this, because His way is right. His plan is right. Do it His way. Everybody said out loud, do it His way. Well, see, why? That's why you're seeking Him. To find out what's His way. What's His will. Then when you find out what's His way and His will, you do it His way. And as long as you do it His way, how many know it wouldn't be too shocking and surprising that you're going to prosper? Right? You know, as a teenager, as a 16-year-old, I became thoroughly convinced that if I could learn how to hear from God, I had it made. As a 16-year-old. Now, a few years later, what you laughing about? I know it to be true. It's a fact. Why? Because I'd already made up my mind, I'm going to obey Him. And I believe if you heard from the Lord and you did what He told you, you have to prosper. Right? It has to go good for you. You have to succeed. Because He doesn't ordain failures. Right? He doesn't ordain defeat and destruction. Said out loud, seek ye first.
Seek ye first.
The kingdom of God. His righteousness. Now what's the result? Now, in fact, go to the book of Luke. Let's just read that. That's in Matthew, but it's also recorded in Luke. Go to the book of Luke, please. The 12th chapter. Jesus said in verse 22, take no thought for your life, what you'll eat, or your body, what you put on. The life is more than food, the body's more than clothes. He goes on giving description of how the ravens don't worry and the fields don't toil, but they're clothed beautifully. Verse 29, seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things, but rather what? Seek ye the kingdom of God. Now let's just stop. He said, don't seek something, but do seek something else. Right? Don't seek what? Now see, here's where people get off. You know, people read scriptures like this, scriptures that we're going to look at here in just a moment. In fact, hold your place. Go to 1 Timothy 6. I'll introduce it to you. We'll just go back and forth. 1 Timothy 6. This passage of scripture is one that some people use to teach and preach against what they call the prosperity message. But how many believe all the scriptures have to agree? Right? They all have to agree. God's not contradicting Himself. There are no errors in the Bible. Now, some people think they've found some, but all they found is something else they don't know. All they found is something else they don't understand. No. Think what arrogance that is. To elevate your intellect above God's Word. And say, well, I can't understand that, so it has to be wrong. That's ignorant. You know, it's bad to be ignorant, but what's worse is to be so ignorant you don't know you're ignorant. That's bad. No, the Bible's right. Whether you understand it or not, still right. 1 Timothy 6. He talks about individuals in verse 5 who dispute, who have corrupt minds. This is 1 Timothy 6, 5. They suppose that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. People begin here at this point to twist scripture. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Like one fellow said, you never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul. You can't take it with you. You brought nothing in, not even a stitch of clothes. And you're not taking anything out. Right? I mean, they might pile stuff in your coffin, but you're not even there. Somebody said, yeah, my body will be there. Like I said, you're not there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So because of that, you can see one reason why you shouldn't be so hung up on ownership. Because really, we're here for such a short time, we own nothing in the truest sense. We're just using it for a little while. Because we're only here for a short while. Right? And people that got full of the Spirit in the beginning of the days of the church in the book of Acts, it said that none of them said that what he had was my own, only mine. Well, they had a revelation of that. So don't get hung up on, you know, how many of that sounds like a little baby anyway? Mine! It's mine! When you grow up, you don't think like that. You don't act like that. But he said, verse 9, now get this, verse 8, having food and clothes, let us be there with content. And they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. A lot of people grab that and say that, well, then you don't want to be rich. Look at there. I mean, if you want to be rich, you're going to fall into all kind of foolish and hurtful lusts. Well, what about everything we've been preaching and teaching for the last 15 or 16 sessions? What about all those scriptures? How many understand you can't take one verse or a half a verse and discount half the Bible? Right? No. What is the issue here? Let me read another translation of this to you. He said, they that will be rich. Notice that language. The Amplified says, those who crave to be rich. Another one says, those who set their hearts. And the word has to do with desire. Hold your place. Go back to Luke 12. Now, he just got through telling us, don't seek all that, but do what? Don't focus on the stuff and the things and just seek after that, but rather seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, and you won't have any of that stuff, but you'll be happy. No, what did he say? And all these things would be added to you. So does he want you to have the stuff or not?
Yes.
He does. So what's the problem then? Is the problem in having the stuff? Is the problem in being rich? No, the problem is what you seek after. The problem is your focus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.